From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A U.S. federal grand jury investigating Russian meddling in the 2016 election has indicted 13 Russian nationals, including 12 employees of a St. Petersburg, Russia-based company that carries out online influence operations on behalf of Moscow. Deputy U.S. Attorney General Rod Rosenstein.
The indictment alleges that the Russian conspirators want to promote discord in the United States and undermine public confidence in democracy. We must not allow them to succeed. The Department of Justice will continue to work cooperatively with other law enforcement and intelligence agencies and with the Congress to defend our nation against similar current and future efforts.
Indictments come from the special counsel Robert Mueller's office. His investigation into Russian election interference has led in the past to the indictments of several members of the Trump campaign and administration staff. U.S. Attorney General ordering an immediate review of how to respond to warnings about potential mass killers. The action follows an FBI admission that it ignored a tip about the gunman who killed 17 people, wounded 14 others at a school in the U.S. state of Florida this week. President and Mrs. Trump visited with first Florida responders today, just after meeting with victims of the mass shooting. Intergovernmental Authority on Development has adjourned the South Sudan peace talks for a period of 3 weeks. Opposition parties, civil society activists, and faith-based groups have been attending the regional bloc's meeting in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa, for the last 2 weeks. This is VOA News. United States and Turkey have vowed to work together to avoid a potential military confrontation in Syria, as U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson visits Turkey. VOA's diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reporting.
A Turkish military offensive against the Kurdish-held enclave of Afrin and Washington's support for the YPG Kurdish militia there have sparked a dangerous crisis in U.S.-Turkish relations. But after several hours of private meetings with the Turkish president and foreign minister, with no U.S. aides or translators present, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and his counterpart said they had averted a potential crisis. Tillerson said the U.S. has long supported democracy in Turkey, and that respect for the rule of law, judicial independence, and an open press are a source of strength and stability. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Germany welcoming home a journalist who spent a year awaiting charges in a Turkish prison, while the very same court Friday sentenced six other journalists to life in prison. Deniz Yücel, who holds dual citizenship in Germany and Turkey, is back in Germany. Yücel's legal ordeal not over, however. Turkish media reporting he was released pending trial as the court handed down an indictment accusing him of spying on behalf of Germany. The Taliban, in an open letter to the American people, has called for dialogue to end the prolonged Afghan war. Taliban released that letter at the time when the United States has stepped up airstrikes in support of anti-insurgent ground and air operations by Afghan forces under President Trump's new war strategy to break the military stalemate with the Taliban and push insurgents to the negotiating table. Troubles have developed in Australia's ruling coalition under Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, as his deputy, Barnaby Joyce, is under heavy scrutiny. We get that story now from Reuters' Britt Clennett.
Under fire for a top-level scandal in Australia, now Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce says he won't quit. He's a married Catholic who campaigned on family values and is now expecting a baby with his former press secretary. On Friday, Joyce also blasted leader Malcolm Turnbull, who had banned sex between ministers and staff the day before. This public back and forth has opened up a major rift in Australia's fragile ruling coalition. Turnbull holds a thin majority of just one seat, but he's now under pressure to fire his deputy, which would put his government at risk.
That is Reuters' Britt Clennett reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.